Tony Allen's got today's main rural news stories. Tony, we're having a look at the future of agriculture. I feel like we've just done this.
Well, get the drum roll out, because the terms of reference for the Agricultural Competitiveness White Paper have been released today by the Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce. Now, you might think, yes, we've had a few inquiries into the farming system, and Labor had its own national food plan, which the coalition was more or less happy with back then. So the terms of reference that have been released cover things like farm gate profitability, access to markets, training with farm skills, getting farm finance, getting farm investment, the white paper process is expected to deliver a policy document by the end of next year. Now, if you think this sounds a bit like Labor's national food plan and covers some of the same ground, Mr. Joyce admits that a lot of the topics are very similar, but he says it's not a rerun, it's not covering old ground covered by Labor.
For example, if you were to say, well, we're going to build inland rail, and we are, because it's going to give internodal port access, make it more efficient, although it might be alluded to in the food plan, and it wasn't actually explicitly spelt out, and where this white paper will be explicitly spelling out things. By the time this is finished, there'll be sort of explicit issues where we are actually going to deliver.
Okay, well, we'll see just how different the
we'll see how explicit it is.
Yeah, all right. Now, last week you told us about the free trade agreement with South Korea and how it was beneficial to a number of primary industries here. You left one of the big winners out.
Well, potato chips. All sorts of industries have welcomed the free trade agreement with Korea. It really is going to help most of our farm industries. But one of the more unusual ones is the potato growers of South Australia. They are suffering at the moment because of the closure of the McCain's processing plant at Panola in southeastern South Australia. So they won't have anywhere local to process their chips, their potatoes, and they'll have to go to Victoria. And it's
going because to these are potatoes that can't be sold as fresh potatoes. They're specific, aren't they,
for processing. Mm. But South Korea could open up as a market because of this free trade agreement. We already export potatoes to South Korea, but these growers think that market's going to grow. Robbie Davis is the chief executive of Potatoes South Australia and says that the industry hopes to build upon the growing demand in Asia for crisping potatoes, that is, potatoes that are made into what we would call chips, what are officially called potato crisps.
They have increasing demand for the crisping sector. We would hope to be exporting more potatoes there, certainly, for that crisping market. It might open opportunities for exporting other sectors, like seed potatoes, to Korea also.
Okay, so these are chips that come in a packet that you eat cold, not hot ones at the footy.
That's right. They come in flavours like barbecue and salt and vinegar. Yes.
I did not know there was growth in the crisping sector in South Korea. There you go.
Yeah, they're not that good for you, but...
Now, here's an interesting festival that took place over the weekend. You would have smelt this a fair way off.
Yeah, Australia had its first garlic festival near Orange in New South Wales at the weekend. Now, it is a first for Australia to celebrate the garlic harvest, but in Europe, it's no big deal at all. It's a long-held tradition in Europe, where some garlic harvest festivals have been running for 600 years.
Wow.
Hundreds of people, anyway, turned up in Orange and... Near Orange, actually, and they ate lots of dishes flavoured with garlic. It would have been a pretty pungent celebration. Libby Morgan is an organic garlic grower from Mount Conobolis, and she says there is a resurgence in the Australian garlic industry because people want a garlic clove that packs a bigger punch than imported garlic.
Now people are realising that the cheap Chinese garlic doesn't taste that marvellous. It's radiated and gassed with methyl bromide. That's Aquis that makes them do that. It sort of lacks the flavour and it's not as fresh as the local stuff. So now the garlic industry is having a resurgence.
They love a festival in Orange, don't they?
Oh,
doesn't matter what it is.
Yep.
A pungent festival like a garlic festival as well.
All right. I love garlic.
Yeah, oh, me too. But your work colleagues don't always enjoy it as much as we do.
You're commenting on my lunches, Cameron.
Tony's lunches are famous. So anyway, let's chat again tomorrow. Thanks, Tony. Tony Allen there with Rural News.